All right, hi everyone. We're trying this. So for those listening through my normal podcast on Anchor, I do now have a webcam set up where I am gonna take the footage of me talking. For those watching through the webcam, I'm looking over at my display real quick, just make sure everything's kind of okay. I'm gonna take the footage of me talking and take the audio from Anchor and cut it in a way so that you can go watch it on my YouTube channel, Let's Talk Sports, which also has Madden, my Madden franchise on there. This is kind of why I didn't have an episode yesterday. I'm kind of a little bit messing with this and hoping that this kind of turns out the way I hope. Again, people watching through camera. And also, some things may not pertain to certain sides of the ball. Usually, when you're visual, you'll kind of know everything I'm doing. Audio, I may be saying something that pertains to what is happening through the video, and I might try to cut those out to fit wherever you're watching. But as of now, I'm kind of just gonna go with the punches. So again, for people watching on my YouTube, I am looking over at my streaming template, which is what I use for my YouTube, my Twitch, and this now. And I also am going to be looking over here a lot because this is where I'm going to be looking at ESPN stuff. And then if you ever join a stream, this is where my monitor is, my TV, where I will be playing Madden, which I will be doing right after this podcast. I will be live on Twitch. Again, on Let's Talk Sports over there too. I might be Let's Talk Sports 2021. I can pull it up. Let's see. I am Let's Talk Sports 2021. I am that. That is correct. I've only streamed two times. I played Halo Infinite and called the Halo Infinite twice, the first one and the second one, and then I played Vanguard on the second one. That is more of a laid-back setting and more of a chill atmosphere. As with my YouTube is more just an add-on to what I'm doing here, and then my podcast obviously is my main focus and what I've been doing for ever since October 25th or whatever. I'm gonna get right into this. This has been a longer intro than normal. I know I did miss yesterday on Sunday, but I was trying to get this set up and kind of work this all out, and now I got it. So we are able to record. This is awesome. This is new. I'm excited. It's much easier for me to, as the podcaster, to talk in a way like I'm talking to a person when I can look at a camera and act like you guys are right there. Also, if it's weird where I'm looking directly into the camera, that won't be happening. I'll kind of be down here because this is where my mic's at. Here. It's my mic. Sorry. Also, there's a lot of stuff on this desk, and you do not want to see what's behind the stand because it was such a mess to get the lighting in a way that looked good. So, yes, for those who are listening who don't know who I am, this is what I look like. Patriots jersey, Devin McCourty. But yes, this is what I look like. This is my podcast. I'm Jimmy, and I'm really excited. We have some great topics today. We have I want to talk about the Bulls a little bit. For those of you who don't know the DeMar DeRozan stuff, I just found some crazy stuff out about baseball today, which I got to talk about. And then obviously the NFL, we're going into the last week of the season. And as I'm recording this, the Steelers and Browns are playing. I can just pull up ESPN right now. My computer is much faster now too. So I will not be sitting here going, and just waiting and kind of stalling. The Steelers and Browns right now are tied. Oh no, Steelers are winning 10 to nothing. But I won't talk about that too much yet because obviously there's some headlines there that I want to talk in full focus. Anyway, this has been probably the longest intro in a while. I'm gonna cut this and then we're gonna go over to we'll start with some baseball today because it's been a while since we've done some baseball. So I'm gonna start with some baseball and then I will be back. Okay, so for baseball, I'm gonna pull it up because. Well, so I don't know if it's necessarily true, but there is a report that there are no lockdowns, no active lockdowns, like negotiations during the lockdown that are going on between MLB and the MLB Players Association, which is a big problem for those of you who don't know what's going on in baseball right now. Pretty much what is happening is that the Players Association and MLB are not in agreement. So as of now, baseball cannot operate, which is why if you go to like the Arizona Cardinals, and I wonder if I can screen share over on my YouTube for you guys. Let me see if I can add this video capture. I don't think I can do this quite yet. Screen capture. Okay, I can't do it yet. I'll try to do it in the next cut. But as of now, if you were to go to, for example, Chicago Cubs, website, or actually Chicago Cubs roster, you will see here, active roster, ChicagoCubsMLB.com. You will see the players' names, but you will not see their faces because they cannot use player likeness right now because of disagreement. So pretty much what this is doing is, for those of you who don't know as well, baseball starts at the end of February, beginning of March for spring training. As of now, baseball looks very, very unlikely to happen if what the reports are true. I doubt they would want to do another 60-game season. Personally, I know I enjoyed it for when it happened with the COVID situation, but I did not like it now that we got a full 162. And I know players don't like 162-game seasons. But yeah, I mean, it really does suck that baseball might not happen. I mean, they might delay it and start it late if things come to agreement. But like, yeah, right here, Kyle Hendricks, no picture. Alzolay, no picture. Wade Miley, no picture. And then even like big players like Wilson Contreras doesn't have a picture. Where's Stroh? They don't even have. Oh yeah, they do right here. Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman, a right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, 5'7", 180. No picture. I have all of his stats. I can see everything here. I bet you if I click on him, I will see. Oh, and his hit. You know how like on websites they have like the player and then they have like an action shot of them up top? It is literally just bleacher lights. I can tell you his 2021 stats. This mysterious man was 10-13 with 3.02 ERA. Pretty good. He was drafted by the Blue Jays, but I don't know what he looks like. So yeah, that's just what I wanted to talk about a little bit over with baseball. But anyway, due to this, Ken Rosenthal kind of came at Rob Manfred, which is the commissioner of MLB, and criticized him. And due to that, MLB Network fired him. For those of you who don't know Ken Rosenthal, he's probably, in my opinion, the biggest MLB name when it comes to reporting. I most of the big news I see comes from Rosenthal, and I mostly don't trust anything until I hear Rosenthal say it. Also, Rosenthal will always have a special place in my heart because he was the one who interviewed many of the Cubs players when they won the 2016 World Series, and that is my team. I'm a Cubs fan. So this broke my heart. Like, this is Ken Rosenthal. He did tweet. I'll pull up the tweet, the exact tweet. I feel like he deserves it. He said, this was at 5:51 p.m. my time. Can't confirm MLB Network has decided not to bring me back. I'm grateful for the more than 12 years I spent there and my enduring friendships with on-air personalities, producers, and staff. I always strove to maintain my journalistic integrity, and my work reflects that. And then he put one of two. So then later he finished it saying, nothing else is changing for me professionally. I am proud to remain part of the great teams at The Athletic and Fox Sports. Obviously, that's great to hear. If he got fired from everywhere, I don't know what baseball would do. And people are already kind of rioting. A big baseball news source and YouTube channel. Many of you probably know if you are listening and keep up with baseball. John Boy Media. They do like the funny recaps and stuff. I'm a big fan of them. They are in the comments posting funny GIFs. Like right here, they have Austin Powers. And then they obviously have one of them. So I'm glad that MLB Media is kind of giving him some leeway and being fun and giving him the credit he deserves, because he literally is probably like the biggest reporter name in baseball. But yeah, just crazy that they that MLB Network parted ways with him, because he, I get it is an MLB, the MLB commissioner, and it's MLB Network, but call a spade, none of what's going on right now is no one wants what's happening. Like, no one is having, where we were in baseball before the lockdown was so great. Big signings, you know, teams mixing up, like Correa is still a big name, and the lockdown's happening. And people are like, where's he going to go? Yankees, Cubs. Apparently he did something with his, I think, Astro achievements or like rewards he got. I don't know exactly. But yes, now we just kind of have to wait. And not only is this lockdown killing me, Ken Rosenthal being cut from MLB Network also killed me a little bit. But if you are not a non-baseball fan, this little tangent probably isn't really what you care about. You probably want to see more of what's happening in your sport. So I will stop with this little MLB stuff. I just had to vent real quick because I love Ken Rosenthal and I love baseball. And we're getting really cool. This is the time of year, you know, the football is winding down. It's postseason time. Last year, I was done with football at this time because the Patriots were garbage. Now, this year, I'm obviously optimistic because the playoffs are literally right around the corner. But I'm getting to that point where it's like, okay, playoffs, any week my team can be eliminated. Baseball's the next one. Let's go. Obviously, basketball's going on right now, and the Bulls are phenomenal. But I need baseball. I need my Cubs. I want Marcus Stroman. I want to watch him pitch opening day or opening weekend or whatever. I need it in my blood. Inject it into my veins. But anyway, yeah, that's it for baseball. Again, I'm sorry that I keep looking over here. It's going to take some adjusting. I kind of want to look back on what I look like looking at you guys directly. Because obviously when I look over here, I can see what I'm looking at and I can see myself, which makes it easier for me to talk because I can see what I look like. And I don't mind what I look like right there. That kind of sounded a little arrogant. That's not what I meant. But anyway, yes, we're going to move to NBA and then we will jump to NFL to wrap things up a little bit. So yeah, let me just cut on Anchor and then we'll get into it. All right, moving on over to some NBA. Oh, okay. I thought something happened in another sport. I have ESPN open right here. Now, for people watching on the video, I am looking over here for a reason, and I probably will be looking over here. I want to real quick, before I talk about anything, the power rankings just got up, so I'm going to look at these real quick. Warriors are number one, rightfully so. Probably have the best player in basketball right now on their team with Stephen Curry. And apparently, in a few more, I think Saturday, they're going to have Klay Thompson back, which obviously probably makes them definitely the best team in basketball. Two is the Suns. Obviously, I would agree. They are neck and neck with the Warriors, which is kind of crazy because that, like, that's probably going to pan out to be your Western Conference final game. So, like, the Warriors, as good as they are, could probably lose to the Suns. I don't know if the Suns plan on trading at the deadline. I know it's coming up in the All-Star game as well in February, right? That's usually when it happens. But, yeah, that's going to be entertaining if those two do make it to the final, the Western Conference finals. Over then at three, we have the Chicago Bulls, which literally the greatest basketball team ever to exist ever. For those of you who don't know, it's kind of an inside joke with Bulls fans, and I don't know how rapid these NBA jokes spread. Over the offseason, there was an article, I believe it was ESPN, that ranked the worst free agency signings. And they put DeMar DeRozan for the Bulls at one. And now he literally is probably going to be in the MVP voting. At least one person will vote for him. So, yeah, that's just kind of funny. Obviously, he's probably the biggest reason they're playing so well. I guess I'll bring up what I was going to talk about. On New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, the Bulls, the first day they were down by one. And DeMar DeRozan was behind the arc, holding onto the ball. I remember watching the clip and I was like, there's no way he's hitting this. Like, there's no way. He was like triple covered. You had Vooch to the left, pretty open, and Levine over in the corner. And he on one leg jumped and shot it, and it went in, and everybody went nuts. On New Year's Eve, and the Bulls won. Was it Open link new tab. It was against the Pacers. It was 106-105, and he hit the three. They won 108-106. And then the next day, they were down by two, and they passed it out to DeRozan in the corner, and he hit another three. He first player, was it ever, I think, ever to hit game-winning shots in back-to-back games? But yes, so Bulls being three doesn't surprise me. I do agree that the Bulls probably aren't better. The Bulls, I think, have lost twice the Warriors head-to-head, and they have not played the Suns yet. So I'm not surprised that the Bulls are three. I'm actually pretty happy that they're there. I think that's pretty accurate. The Jazz are four, and I honestly have not heard anything about the Jazz this year, so I really don't feel comfortable commentating on the Jazz and what they're doing. I know Donovan Mitchell is still, I think, great. I did not know Hassan Whiteside was a Jazz player. Was that recent? Did that happen in the free agency? I don't know. What? Okay, anyway. Milwaukee Bucks 5. Again, I haven't heard much about them, but I've seen them play. I've been watching some of their games. I watched their game the other day. I think it was against the Nuggets. And then the Nets 6. The Nets obviously are going to be high with Kyrie Irving maybe coming back and KD still being a phenomenal player. Heat are 7. I know the Bulls have lost to the Heat maybe one or two times. The Heat are pretty good. Jimmy Butler and what's that one kid's name? He's literally like a walking like meme. Everyone talks about him. I have so many tabs open. This is not funny. Oh my God, what's his name? I love him too. He's such a great player. With they have Bam. That's not him. Tyler Herro. Herrero? One of the two. I'm so bad with names. If you watch my Madden franchise, names are not my strong suit. So yeah, that happened. And then, or they're 7. I mean, that happened. What? Okay. Grizzlies are 8. Grizzlies have always been a team I've been always looking at. I love the Grizzlies. I think they're so talented. Sixers are 9. They've kind of taken a tumble, right? Well, they were 10 last week, but they were really good at the beginning. Because I remember they kept beating the Bulls. But they maybe have lost. I don't know if they've lost. I've not been keeping up with basketball very much this year. So some teams I don't feel comfortable commentating on. The next team I do, because I have been keeping up with them and I have been reading their headlines. Cleveland Cavaliers have no right being number 10, but they are. And I should rephrase that. Cleveland Cavaliers have no right being as good as they are. They are way too good considering they were like, nobody really thought they were going to be that good. Like, I didn't think they're going to be that good. So seeing them number 10 is kind of cool, even though I'm a Bulls fan and they're in my division, but good for them. I literally was, yeah, that's all I'd say. I'm pretty impressed with the Cavs. Nuggets are 11, which is kind of shocking because I've seen them play very poorly in the games I've watched. Again, me saying games I've watched is probably like 3 to 5 because I don't really watch. I mean, back when my first semester of college this year, I had a class where I literally got to run like fake newscast things. And I did get to watch some highlights in there, and they were like real highlights, like cut by the NBA, kind of like what you see on YouTube. So yeah, I got to see that. So I have the Nuggets were on there pretty frequently. The Nuggets, Bucks, Warriors, and Lakers were the four teams that were on there a lot. And the Suns. Obviously, that's where Arizona State is. LA Clippers, 19 and 18, and are 12. They, I think, should be a lot better than what they're performing at. I don't know. Is Kyrie out? Oh, wow. They just lost Paul George with torn ligament in his right elbow. Man, this is all news to me. This is all. After I kept with the DeMar DeRozan stuff because that's my team. And like I said, some teams like the Grizzlies, the Cavs. I like these young teams. I'm not a big, obviously the Warriors, but I'm not a big fan of like what, like the Lakers I called from the get-go. It's like, they're going to be bad. They're not going to be good. And so I kind of know what's going on with them, but like, I don't keep up with the Clippers because a lot of their good players are older. The Nets, I don't really care about much either. The Bulls, the Grizzlies, the Suns. I kind of have to keep up with the Suns though, but you get what I mean. The Hornets, which are next, are 13. Lakers are 14. Who in the right mind thinks the Lakers are actually the 14th best team in basketball? They are terrible. The Lakers are god awful. If they didn't have LeBron, they would be nowhere. And it breaks my heart, and I'm glad they won it the year Kobe passed away. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. But that frustrates me. And I will admit live, since I have a camera and you can see me, I will look dead in the camera for those watching. I hate LeBron James. I am not a LeBron James fan. There's no Michael Jordan LeBron comparison. He's still playing very well. I will admit he's very good. But the Lakers are not 14. And I know that will hurt a lot of people's feelings because there are a lot of Laker fans. And I am a fan of the Lakers organization and Kobe and Shaq and Magic. Yeah. But I can't. Yeah. Lakers should not be 14. Anyway, Washington Wizards are 15. The Bulls just beat them. So, yay. That's all I can really say about them. I don't know. Mavericks are 16. This is another team I actually keep up with. I keep up with the Mavericks because I love Luka. They've been meh. Like, they've been – there's games where they look really good. Their 75th anniversary jerseys aren't good. That's when I tend to watch a lot of these teams, when they're wearing the cool jerseys. Apparently they just lost Luka. I did not know that. But they're like probably what I would define as average in the NBA. Am I crazy to say something like that? I don't think so. They're what I would identify as average. And I think 16 might be right for them. I want to see who's under them. 17 is the Celtics. The Celtics are a team that I, being a Patriots fan, I follow a lot of Boston sport places on my Twitter. And on my main Twitter, not Let's Talk Sports. I see a lot of Boston fans complaining about how disappointing this year is for them. 17 is low for the Celtics, I would say, with their roster. I would say that I would have expected them 12 or higher, like, going into the year. So I do see some disappointment. But I did hear about this. Jaylen Brown dropped his first 50-point game because Jason Tatum's out. Everyone was like, oh, my God, what a crazy game. But, yeah. They beat the Magic, I think, right? Magic? I think I'm right. I think it was Magic. And then here at 18 is the Raptors. I don't get this one. The Raptors aren't very good, right? I mean, I guess they are better than Timberwolves. I was thinking the power rankings at this point, I'm getting to 18. And I always forget that NBA only has, what, 30 teams? Yeah, 30. So this is they're below the halfway point. So that seems accurate. Timberwolves are 19, which is good for them. I didn't know that they were going to be this high going into the year. I thought they were going to be one of the more bad teams, worser teams. Worser is not a word. So yeah, that's pretty impressive for them. Atlanta Hawks, this one breaks my heart, at 20. Trae Young last year in the – or was it last year? Was it when they were in the – was last year the bubble? It was he in – oh, no, Suns and Bucks. It was not the bubble. The year before that, when they were in the bubble – or was it last year? Gosh, everything is just clumping up. It's already 2022. What is happening? When Trae Young was just – whatever playoff it was where Trae Young was just lighting it up, I loved watching the Hawks. So seeing them at 20 breaks my heart. Hopefully they can bounce back. A lot of these teams can still save their season. It's early. Well, earlier than normal. But there's a lot of teams that have put together good win streaks this year, so I don't see them being out of it. Maybe like a nice 7-game win streak, putting them at 23-19. Anyway, 21's the Knicks, another team that breaks my heart, seeing them this low. They had a really, 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 really good start, and now they are 21. So, and obviously, power rankings are all based on whoever ranked it. It's not actually probably what they are when the season unfolds. But I would probably see the Knicks at 21 right now. But also, yet again, they're 17 and 20. That's it with basketball. A lot of these teams' records are pretty close. It seems like – I mean, I do know there are some teams with, like, 5 wins. So we'll get to that when we get there. But, yeah, Knicks 21, That breaks my heart. I love Kemba Walker as a Knick, by the way. I love Kemba Walker in general. San Antonio Spurs are 22. They've been kind of sneaky, I feel like. I've been not watching them, but a lot of times I see them pulling a lot of upsets, or when they are on TV, like always the primetime games, which is weird. Their jerseys are dope as heck. I love their jerseys. Their jerseys. 22 for the Spurs, I think makes a lot of sense. Kings are 23, another team I really, really like. That is just not playing too well. They are 16-22, and they have moved up in the rankings. I should probably look at that, because they are going in the right direction. I don't have much to say, though. 23 for the Kings. Pacers are 24. Bulls just beat them. That's all I'm going to say. Sorry, Pacers. Portland Trailblazers, oh my God. Someone get Damian Lillard out of Portland, please. I love Damian Lillard. All the heartbreak he's given the Bulls with his ridiculous shots against us in like the last minute of every game. I need him out of Portland. I need someone to save this man and give him a ring, because he deserves it. He's ridiculously good. 26 is the Pelicans. I haven't been watching anything. 27 is the Thunder. I do watch the Thunder because Lucas Dort from ASU is on the Thunder. I love Lucas Dort. So, yeah, I do watch the Thunder. They're 27, rightfully so. They're having a rough year. Rockets are 28. Haven't been really keeping up with them. I know that one player just – didn't a player just walk out of a – I think it was Kevin Porter Jr. right here. It says his name, but it doesn't say if he was the one. I think it was Kevin Porter Jr. who walked out of the – a game, like walked out of the tunnel mid-game, which something in the NFL happened as well, for those of you who don't know, which I will talk about, man oh man. But yeah, 28 is the Rockets. That makes sense. Magic are 29. Here we go for a single-digit team on this list. 7-30. Last year at the deadline, that's when they traded Vooch and Gordon. It kind of seemed like this was what was going to happen with them. So yeah, I'm not too surprised to see them at 29. Even though their 75th anniversary jerseys are dope, so they got to start winning so we can see that in the finals. Just kidding. Teams never wear their ultimate jerseys in the finals. Unless you're the Cavs when you beat the Warriors with those sleeved jerseys. And then 30, last place is the Pistons, which makes sense. Obviously, they had the first-round pick. But, yeah. I think it's a pretty good power ranking. I wouldn't say I disagree awfully with any of these picks. I think the top three they nailed. Warriors, Suns, Bulls. Bulls, hell yeah. Real quick, I do want to check on... The Bulls are beating the Magic right now. Oh, Wendell Carter. Oh my God, the Pistons just beat the Bucks. Or are beating the Bucks. Never mind, they didn't win yet. I thought I said they won. The Sixers beat the Rockets by 20. The Wizards beat the Hornets by 3. Grizzlies beat the Nets by 14. And the Bulls are playing. So anyway, we're going to move on to some NFL. I just kind of want to cover that stuff. And I already covered what I mainly wanted to cover, which was DeMar DeRozan being a god for the Bulls. We're going to jump into some football, which probably will be our longest segment, roughly, maybe. This was kind of long. This was 16 minutes. And then that will be it for this podcast. And then I will be live an hour or so after this goes up on Anchor, not on YouTube. So by the time this probably uploads on YouTube, I probably will already be streaming. So if you want to go watch, go watch. And I also keep my my streams available to watch after I stream. So if you want to just watch it late, go ahead. I'm playing Madden tonight and my Patriot franchise. So if you want to watch that, feel free to go ahead and watch it. But yeah, I'm going to jump over to some NFL and then we will wrap it up. All right, moving on to the NFL. I do want to talk about a little bit of kind of what is shaping up over there. Based on what happened last week. Oh, well, here we could see our first live reaction to something that just happened. Let's see. I think I just saw Kevin Pillar tweet something. Oh, well. Yep, this is, wow, okay. 3 hours ago, three hours ago on Twitter, Cameron Maybin announced retirement. Cameron Maybin was obviously a really big player for the Tigers for a little bit. And then I don't know where he went. He might have stayed with the Tigers until he went to the Cubs. He was with the Cubs for a little bit. Before I've ever, he was ever on the Cubs. I always, just growing up, loved Cameron Maybin. So there you go. That's a real quick baseball thing before we get into the MLB. I mean, NFL. But yeah, congrats to Cameron Maybin for retirement. I don't see him in the Hall of Fame, but I do really like what he did for the sport and what he did for the Tigers and for the Cubs for a little bit. Anyway, let's go to scores in the NFL. Week 17 was a wild one. The first one on here is the Bills and the Falcons, which I did watch because the Bills and Patriots, none of them have clinched the AFC East yet because they are tied with record. And if any of them loses, that pretty much seals the other team's fate to win the East. This was a good game, relatively. Kind of crazy. It was 15 to 14 going into half. I was very optimistic that the Falcons were somehow going to pull it off. They did not. It was okay. It was kind of nonsense. And this is where I need to kind of rant. So the Falcons got shut out from there. They didn't score again. It was 29 to 15 with like 8 minutes left. And the Falcons were at the Bills like 10. And the Bills, I mean, the Falcons drove down and Matt Ryan ran it in. After he ran it in, thinking he had scored, he got up and he shouted something in the face of Jordan Poyer. I think it was Jordan Poyer. Jordan Poyer, and he got a taunting penalty, which is 15 yards. But on a kickoff, on an extra point, that's nothing. They weren't going to go for two. They were down by 14, so they would have just taken their points or taken their points. But then it became less of the taunting penalty, and did he get in? From my understanding, a quarterback, when they dive for the pylon or dive for the goal line, isn't giving themselves up. So Matt Ryan dove for the goal line. His knee did hit the ground before he hit the goal line. So they marked him down at the one, and then he got a 15-yard penalty for the taunting. So then instead of it being fourth and goal at the one, it was fourth and goal from the 16. But I'm not too sure why they said why he was down at the one, because he wasn't touched, from what I know. His knee did hit the ground, but he wasn't sliding. He didn't give himself up. He was diving for the goal line. So that I don't really get. That one I'm not too sure, and I'm kind of a little butthurt, but that's also the Patriot fan in me. The Bills ended up holding on, and they stopped them on that drive. He kind of, Matt Ryan just threw it up into the air, and then they deflected it, and then they ran the clock out. Going down, Bears and Giants. I don't know what happened in this game because I didn't care about these teams. But excuse me. Mike Glennon was getting like dunked on by everyone the whole game because he started. I'm not gonna talk too much about it because I honestly didn't watch it. But Bears ended up winning by 29-3, and the Giants are a mess. But the Bears are kind of hurting their tank. I feel like they need a good pick, but they're 6-10. And keep winning. This game I did well. I watched like the last quarter or so. Bengals and Chiefs was awesome. One of my favorite games of the year. It was 28-17 going in at half. And I just felt like the Bengals were scoring and the Chiefs were scoring. So I just felt like it was too late for the Bengals. Like one of those situations where like, man, they finally came together late, but it's just too late. I was wrong. In the third quarter, the Chiefs got shut out. So then it was 28-24. And then in the fourth, the Chiefs got a field goal. And then it was, oh, what was it? Wait, 24. It was 27-31, I think. I think I'm wrong. Let me look at the box score because I want to get this right. First off, I will admit, as a Patriot fan, Mac Jones is second place in the Rookie of the Year vote. Ja'Marr Chase should get it. He literally had a record-breaking game for a rookie receiver. Definitely think he should get it now. I won't be mad if Mac Jones gets it, but I won't be mad if he doesn't get it. That is what happened. That's what happened. it was 28-31 Cincinnati, and then the Chiefs got a field goal. It was 31-31, and the Bengals got it down to fourth and goal at Kansas City's one. And they went for it for the touchdown because obviously you're asking about there was about like 58 seconds left. And you're asking Mahomes to use 58 seconds to drive on the field and at least get a field goal. And that's never good. So they went for it at the one. And there was offsetting penalties. There was a penalty that everyone – so the play, Mixon, no one really knew if he got in for sure. But he dove. It looked like he got in. It looked like the ball passed. So everyone was like, oh, well, holding, you're just going to take your points. Like, you're going to go back the 10 yards. You're going to take your points. Whatever, right? That's not what happened. The refs came out and said offsetting penalties, redo a play, redo the down, repeat the down. And so then on fourth and goal at the one, they threw it to Tyler Boyd. And then the worst thing for the Chiefs, the literal worst thing, the pass was incomplete. They did their job. They stood him up at the goal line. But there was a flag. It was illegal use of hands to the face, which is an automatic first down. So the Bengals got to knee it twice and then kick a field goal from McPherson, and he drilled it, and they won, 34-31. Kind of a weird way for that game to end, but kind of fitting too. It was literally the craziest game. Joe Burrow literally got his name ripped off the back of his jersey in like the third quarter. Like, what? How does that happen? What happened? I was a big fan of what happened over there in Cincinnati. Cincinnati literally proving that they are an actual threat. So good for them. Next game was Dolphins and Titans. I did not watch this game at all. I just wanted the Dolphins to lose because if the Dolphins lost, Patriots clinched, and I wanted the Raiders to win. So the Titans beat the Dolphins, and they are now the one seed with the Chiefs losing. I don't think anyone really wants to go through Tennessee with Derrick Henry back, but it looks like that's what's probably going to happen, so buckle down. And then over here, Raiders and Colts. I predicted this game. I wish I did my game picks because I remember I was talking to my dad, and we were talking about all the games coming up because obviously everything that's happening. And I was like, unfortunately, John Madden just passed away, but I was like, you can't expect me not to think that the Raiders are going to come in clutch and win. Raiders won by a field goal. They beat the Colts. They beat the Red Hot Colts. Obviously, I would like to see the Colts in the playoffs more than the Raiders, but I did want the Raiders to win that game. So they won, paying tribute to John Madden, which is awesome. So, yeah, I'm not too mad to see that. They won by a field goal. Hunter Renfrow, actually, so what happened is Hunter Renfrow scored a long touchdown, and then they overruled it down at the one. So then they just got to run the clock out. The Colts should have just found a way to let him score because then they would have got the ball back and a chance to tie it. But instead, they got to kick a game-winning field goal with the time running out. So, Mac Jones and Christian Wilkerson and Damian Harris are gods. 50-10 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. It really means nothing, but it was so much fun to watch. After the last 2 weeks of misery I've been through with the Colts and the Bills, losing the AFC East, first place in it, at least. We haven't lost it officially, but probably going to happen. Patriots literally curb stomped the poor Jaguars. Excuse me, Trevor Lawrence. I haven't watched the Jaguars at all because I'm not making myself sit through that. Jacksonville fans, I don't know how you do it. I was watching the game, and man, Trevor Lawrence is actually really struggling in the NFL. There was one interception it was picked off by J.C. Jackson. It was actually a good pick. He like dove and caught it. But the other two were really rough. Like right to the defender. Actually, one might have got tipped up. So two of them weren't really bad. One of them, the one to Kyle Duggar was really, really bad. But yeah, 50-10, I don't really, other than it's my team, that's why I want to talk about it, but I don't really need to. The Patriots did clinch with the win. They clinched a playoff spot. And then over here in New York with the Jets, I cannot tell you what happened. I don't know. For those of you who don't know, the Jets were annihilating the Buccaneers for three and a half quarters. And midway through, was it the third or was it midway through the fourth or the start of the fourth, a camera panned over and Antonio Brown was throwing off his shirt and his pads and his gloves and throwing them to the crowd. And then he ran through the end zone with the, and was throwing up peace signs and just walked out. Reports have come out that he was hurt and that he told Bruce Arians that he was hurt. And Arians was like, I don't care, get in there. So he was like, no, I'm gone. Apparently, Bruce Arians said that he was unaware he was hurt. There was no signs he was hurt. He told him to go in. He would not go in. And so they like fired him then and there. As of now, I'm going to believe Bruce Arians and the Buccaneers, because why would they want to do anything to disrespect Antonio Brown, considering the receiver core is literally crumbling in front of them? Also, the way Antonio Brown handled that, I just can't believe someone who did all that, like, antics. It was literally insane. And then to top things off, the Buccaneers – okay, so wait. The Buccaneers were down 21-24. No. Let me just go to the box score. It's so much easier when I do it this way. They were down 20-24. That was it. They were down 20-24. And the Jets had the ball and were driving. And got it 4th-and-2 to Tampa Bay's 7. They could have kicked the field goal to make it 27-20. They wanted to just end the game, which I don't blame them. You never want to give Tom Brady the ball in the fourth quarter and let him determine the game. But man, I don't know what they were doing. On 4th-and-2, they – yeah, okay. They ran a QB sneak with Zach Wilson and didn't get it. He wouldn't even have gotten it. He wouldn't even have gotten the 2 yards. Even if he got a yard, he would not have gotten – they were big yards. You know, like, sometimes 4th-and-1 can mean this or can mean this or can mean like this. Like, you know – fourth, like the fourth and blank marker is kind of like just like an estimate. It's not actually like, you know, you see like the yellow line behind the hash and you're like, okay, it's actually like 4th-and-1/3 yard. It was like big 4th-and-2. It was like the full 2 yards. And a QB sneak is not going to get you 2 yards. They're going to stack the middle. You're going to probably run it. They're stacking the middle. And especially against that Buccaneers D line, you're not getting anywhere. Anyway, Brady with it says he had – oh, you want to know what he did? He had 2 minutes and 11 seconds to drive on the field with no timeouts. Tom Brady literally – it was 1st-and-10 at Jets 33. He lasered it to Cyril Grayson, who I've never heard of. Lasered it into him. Cyril Grayson caught it and turned and dove and hit the pylon. It was awesome. A beautiful throw, beautiful catch. They went for the 2-point conversion. They got it. And then they ended up, the Jets ended up trying to do some trick play at the end and didn't get it, obviously, because that's so hard to do. But yeah, crazy game. Tom Brady does it again. Buccaneers stay alive and try to fight for that 2 seed. Eagles in Washington. I did not watch this game. I just saw the funny video of Jalen Hurts walking to the locker room and the fans fall because the stadium sucks. Washington Stadium, not the Eagles. Eagles did win 20-16 though and are in the playoffs. Rams beat the Ravens in a game I did not watch because Matthew Stafford makes me so mad because he's my fantasy quarterback and I was 2nd place in my fantasy and now I am 4th. So I love that. 4th, by I mean like I am actually 4th place. Like in the playoffs, I took 4th. So they did win by a point and they have now clinched. The Rams clinched. Oh, the Rams already clinched last week when they beat. Was that last week when they played the Cardinals? No, they didn't play the Cardinals. I forgot who the Rams played, but the Rams already clinched. The Ravens are in trouble. I don't know if they're eliminated yet, but I doubt they're going to make it. Moving over to the Chargers and Broncos. I didn't watch this game at all. The Broncos stomped the Chargers stomped the Broncos, which was expected. Chargers play the Raiders next week, which should be good because both teams are fighting for a playoff spot. The Niners beat the Texans. Trey Lance did good enough. Obviously, the Texans isn't anything to like go crazy about, but he did win. Cardinals and Cowboys was a really disappointing game. I was expecting it to be better, but Ward from the Cardinals made a ridiculous helmet catch. I recommend going to watch it if you have not seen it. They won 25-22. I'm just kind of skimming through these because I only watch these ones. Saints and Panthers. Saints won by 8. I didn't watch that game at all. Seahawks and Lions, I didn't watch that game. And then Packers and Vikings, I didn't watch because I was recording a YouTube video, which I recommend going to watch those on this channel if you're on here. But anyway, yeah. Crazy week. As I'm recording this, the Steelers are winning 13-0 over the Browns, which is most likely Roethlisberger's last game at Heinz Field, so I hope they do win. It is the third quarter with 8 minutes and 20 seconds left. But yeah, that I believe is going to do it. Sorry that we kind of rushed at the end. I was just kind of get through the games that I didn't watch. I didn't really want to lie and act like, oh, I watched those games. They were so great. Because most of them in the afternoon weren't that great. Okay, I'm going to just breathe and stop looking over here and just take a nice look up here. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm really happy that I got this camera. It's very cool and very awesome to finally be able to have you guys be able to see what I'm doing behind the mic and not just my voice. I also talk with my hands a lot, so it's nice to have the camera. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, whether you're watching it on YouTube, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. For those of you who don't know, that's where you can find it if you need somewhere more relevant for you. I know a lot of people like it on Spotify. But yeah, thank you so much for watching. Next episode will be, this came out on Monday and this was supposed to be a Sunday, but I still will post on Wednesday. I will come back Wednesday. And then, yeah, that's really it. Thank you so much for watching. And, I hope you guys enjoyed, please feel free to leave a comment on any of my platforms and, I will try to get back. And also if you want to give a question for me or something to talk about, I am more than willing to answer or take it. So yeah, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for watching, and I hope you guys have a great morning, evening, afternoon, evening or night. I remember, keep talking sports. Thank you so much.